We do what we want, you do what they say. We tryna get money, baby, left to the pain line.
All right, Josh, it for sure is a good day today on a Thursday. It's been a good day for us, but it's been a terrible day to be outside.
Oh, you and Ken, they're calling for snow today, aren't they?
I think there's been talk about snow. There's been talk about rain. We have seen rain today.
Yeah, rain's been miserable, and I don't know if I want to go outside the rest of the day if it's going to be snowing.
Currently 38 degrees. Josh, that rain that you were talking about, the snow also is coming. The rain is now here. The snow, 70% chance.
No, see, I'm not a fan of that. I don't like that.
I don't like it. It's really bad. But no. Hey, here we are.
But you know what we do like? The way this girls' volleyball team is playing this season.
Absolutely dominant. So let's introduce ourselves. This is the third show. This is The Dig. This is RMU Radio, RMU Century Media. I am Austin Bechtold.
And I'm Josh Selzer.
And well, Josh, you hit the nail right on the head. The RMU volleyball team has been spectacular, dominant. Now, they did get tested a little bit over the weekend.
Yes.
We'll get into that. We'll recap the team's games against both Bryant and Sacred Heart. We'll also preview upcoming matchups against Central Connecticut and St. Francis Brooklyn. We'll talk about where they play, when they play, key players to look for. We'll look at stats, and we'll also introduce a new segment that I was hoping to bring into the table that I want to call the pass, set, kill. Who's going to be the key passer? Who's going to be the key player for assists? And who's going to be the key attacker for RMU? And at the end, as always, we will give our predictions for the week, records, stars, and outcomes for what we think is going to happen. So Josh, what are we thinking here?
What am I thinking? Well, I'm thinking what's new with this team. You're right. They did get tested a little bit over the weekend, but what team doesn't get tested every once in a while? I mean, every team needs a good test, but you know, I kind of figured that RMU would be able to pull it out in the end.
Yeah, I agree. I really think that I don't really think there was much of doubt in the Colonials' mind. Now, the sets against Bryant were pretty tight. First set going 26-24 RMU's way. Second set, more dominated for RMU, 25-16. Third set, Bryant really took control of the match, 25-18, that score of the third set. But RMU, beginning of the fourth set, took it right back and eventually ended up winning 27-25.
Yeah, and then looking at Sacred Heart, RMU would win the first set rather close, 25-20, and it'd be even closer in the second set with RMU coming out 25-21. But then Sacred Heart, they kept it close, but they won the third set 25-22. But then RMU would pull it out closely in the fourth set by a score of 25-23. So, yes, you're right. You know, it's evident they got tested over the weekend, but, you know, no doubt that RMU was going to be able to pull it off. And I mean, what's new with this team, Austin?
Yeah, so let's go back to Bryant for a second. After the RMU matchup, they went to 14-14 on the year, 9-3 in NEC play. Statistics for the teams, kills were pretty even, Bryant 56, RMU 53. Errors more on Bryant's side, which makes sense. More of a younger team that, you know, their chemistry is not as great as the Colonials, 34-20. Total attacks was also in Bryant's favor, 162-147. But the hitting percentage went RMU's way, undoubtedly, 224-136. Looking at other numbers, assists were pretty even, 50-51. RMU taking the one-point advantage. Aces Bryant, surprisingly, was 6 compared to RMU's 1. Knowing how dominant Emma Granger is, she recorded 1 ace. No one else on the team recorded a single ace, but Bryant was able to record 6. And then in terms of blocking, RMU led the way with 15. Bryant had 11. So, Josh, let's look at some individual stats, some kills, aces, and blocks. Always got to look at Granger first. 20 kills, 1 ace, 9 blocks.
Exactly. Yeah, and then Maria Alfano, number 7, with 12 kills, no aces, as you would point out. Nobody else on the team, an ace, and then 5 blocks. Alyssa Hudak, 10 kills, one block, and then Lauren Kolenick had 8 kills and 4 blocks. So, yeah, again, Granger, you know, standing out. You know, there are some key players making coming up with some big time stats. So I mean, and then look at digs. Nicolette Zanoli led with 18 digs. Erica Wilt led was second with 12. Whitney Brown, a third with 11, and Elena Carmody with 9 digs. So, all-around team effort, but it seems like Bryant was actually able to stick with them for a little bit.
Yeah, not entirely surprised. I think Bryant is a good team. Their record is 500, but in NEC play, you know, they are better. They've only had 3 losses in conference play, and two are now to RMU. I look at Bryant, and I think they're a good, solid NEC team. They just don't match RMU's level like no other NEC team has been able to do. I look at that and I say, well, it's fitting. I mean, I see, you know, RMU has not lost a set at home until this weekend where they lost 2.
Yeah.
One in each match. You knew that eventually, you know, their teams are going to adjust. They're going to try to game plan better for you. And I think Bryant did a nice job. First set being really close. Second set, not really. But then dominating the third set in terms of points. And then almost taking the fourth set. Having to go more than 25 points to get the victory for the Colonials. I think you got to give credit to Granger, obviously. You got to give credit to Zanoli in the back row. I also think Whitney Brown with 49 assists played a pretty important part in the game, setting up the RMU offense as always. So when I look at it, am I surprised? We said that they would probably lose a set in both games. That's what we were predicting.
Yeah. I wrote the preview for these two matchups last week. I think I remember correctly. I predicted Robert Morris to win by at least 2 sets or 2 sets at the max. Yeah, so it went exactly how I thought it would go.
You thought that it would go 4 sets. Is that what you're saying?
At least 4 sets, yeah. You know, I didn't think Bryant or Sacred Heart was going to get shut out. I mean, they're two of the quote-unquote better teams in the NAC. So, I think if we're trying to look at teams that can give RMU a run for their money in the NAC, it's Bryant and Sacred Hearts, and you know, that's why I think that, you know, they were able to keep it close with RMU. And the fact that RMU lost their first 2 sets at home, that makes a statement right there.
Yeah, Bryant second in the conference behind Robert Morris in NEC play. Now, who is behind Bryant? Third is Sacred Heart, who you mentioned. Let's go to the recap of that game. As Josh mentioned, 3-1, the match final. Sacred Heart taking the third set as well from RMU. Now, this is not something that we're really surprised with. Usually third set, sometimes you change up the lineup a little bit. You try something new. You try to run some plays because, you know, you already have that, you know, 2-0 cushion to be able to, you know, you're not throwing the game, obviously, but you're going to work with
change some things up.
Yeah, you're going to work with what you have. Try to see what other options you have, what you can, you know, plays you can run, just experiment a little bit. And I think that's what the Colonials have been doing a little bit in the third set, but because it started to slip away from them. But let's look at some of the scores. First set, 25-20, RMU advantage. Second set, very similar, 25-21. Third set, we said Sacred Heart took it, and they took it with a score of 25-22. And in the fourth set, 25-23, Robert Morris closing out the match in 4 sets. So when you look at it now, Sacred Heart now 14-11 on the year for their whole season, 9-3 in NEC play. So the top two teams are than RMU, Bryant and Sacred Heart. You know, we saw RMU lose a set to Sacred Heart on the road. They come to the UPMC Event Center and take a set. I'm not that surprised. I think these teams are good. I just think overall they can't match up, you know, the same. It's not
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, You know, but if these weekend's matchups, if they were an indicator of anything, it's that maybe there is some kind of way of at least slowing down the firepower of RMU. I mean, obviously, if Sacred Heart and Bryant were both able to go into the UPMC Event Center, win a set, I mean, that's pretty impressive. I mean, yeah, I go to RMU here, and I'm for RMU 100%.
Yes, Josh, you do go to
I'm aware.
You do go to school.
I'm fully aware, Austin.
That is correct.
But I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, that atmosphere is, and even though I haven't even been in yet. By the way, for everybody who's listening, RMU versus Pitt Tuesday night. Get your tickets soon, and make sure you get there some way somehow.
Yeah, basketball.
Atmosphere is gonna be lit. And I mean lit. But anyway, back to what I was saying. If both of these teams were able to come into the UPMC Event Center and win a set, that's an indicator that, okay, maybe someone's capable of slowing down RMU. I mean, it's not a whole lot because, you know, you still have Granger and a lot of talent on RMU's side. But, RMU, it seemed like they were definitely slowed down a little bit this past weekend.
I think slowing down is a good word. I think that's a good term to use because, you know, they're not getting shut down. They're not getting the offense is not, you know, being turned off, so to speak. So I think that's a good word to use. So let's take a look at some of the statistics from the matchup. Sacred Heart leading in kills, just like Bryant did. More kills than RMU, 65-61 the advantage. But also with more kills, led to more errors, 24-14 being the Sacred Heart advantage in terms of errors. Not a category where you want to be leading in, obviously, but a category you would like to be leading in, total attacks, as long as you're capitalizing off of them.
Exactly.
167-150 in Sacred Heart's favor. Now, hitting percentage, 246-313, RMU's advantage. Now, when I look at these numbers here, Josh, and we'll get to the back half of them in a second. I look at the total attack number, and usually the road team would have more total attacks just because, not the road team, I should say. Usually the team that's down would have more attacks because, you know, the team that's up would be serving more.
Yeah.
And that's more opportunities to attack the ball. So
exactly.
It makes sense that they have more attacks. So I'm not going to look into that much. Looking at assists, kind of the same way. Not really, but somewhat. 62-59, Sacred Heart's favor. Aces. This is where RMU got back into the aces category. 5-2 being the statistical advantage. After only one ace against Bryant, recording five was good to see from the Colonials to bounce back. And in terms of blocks, double digits for RMU with 11 to Sacred Heart's 6.
Yeah, and then looking at some individual statistics, Granger, 22 kills. One ace and 8 blocks. Maria Alfano, 14 kills, 0 aces, 3 blocks. Lauren Kolonik, 10 kills, an ace, and 2 blocks. And Alyssa Hudak, finishing it off with 9 kills, 0 aces, and 0 blocks. And then we look at Dakes.
Yeah, before you do that, though, Josh, I do want to point out, I think Kolonik coming over from Eastern Kentucky, I think she has been,
Wait, she's from Eastern Kentucky?
Yeah.
She was
a freshman at Eastern Kentucky, went to Plum High School. She's from Plum, went to Sarah Catholic, is now up here. Before RMU, I think this is one thing that we forgot to really touch on, Josh. One of the reasons that RMU has been thriving offensively, you need to put complementary pieces around Granger. And Kalenic has been incredible. She's been, really good. She averaged 1.7 kills and 0.37 blocks as a freshman at Eastern Kentucky. I think, her coming in here and being on this team has been obviously very beneficial for RMU. I think she's been great. She's been a great addition. And I think part of the reason that RMU is finding this success is due to her.
And look at this stat right here. It's mind-blowing. She recorded a career-high 14 kills as a rookie against Tennessee State, and she also managed to tally a career-best 4 block assists in that match. She's been named to the Whipple All-Section First Team in all four seasons at Sarah Catholic. That's impressive.
They got a good program over there in Sarah Catholic.
Yeah, they do. I have heard that as well, Austin. And she was Whipple All-Stars First Team the last 3 years. So it definitely seems like she's had some prior experience playing the game. So, I mean, all the attention's been focused on Granger, but when we look at some of these other players, you forget about, like, really how talented this RMU team is,
right,
and how well-distributed the talent is. I mean, you can't really spend too much time focusing on one player because then everybody's going to say, you know, but in a way that's a good thing because then maybe teams will focus on that one player and that leaves room leaves the door open for other players to shine.
Yeah, and I look at it, she's only a redshirt sophomore. So there's, you know, a lot of time left to be put in.
Oh, absolutely. She's got a lot of time, and she could have a bright future coming up here.
Right, Josh, you want to give us the rest of your stats?
Rest of my stats? Sure. So looking at Diggs, let me pull those up here.
Yeah, assists and Diggs. Whitney Brown, 49 assists again.
That's
the Bryant game. Whoops.
We're getting there.
We're getting our stats a little mixed up here.
All right, here we go. Assists. We have Whitney Brown with 55 assists.
Yeah, there were even more.
Wow. And then Nicolette Zanoli with 4 assists. We have Allison Londot with 0 and Megan Cannon with 0. And then Diggs. Let's look at Diggs here. Erica Wilt with 22 Diggs. Whitney Brown with 10, Lauren Kolenick with 9, and Nicolette Zanoli with 9 as well. So, yeah, Lauren Kolenick, she showed up on all categories.
Good two-way player.
Exactly. You need a good two-way player. She's definitely helping out this team a lot.
Right. So, let's look at some overall stats now, Josh, after the two matchups. Emma Granger, 145 kills in NEC play. Maria Alfano, 105. Hudak, 100. Kolenick, 115 to be second on the team. Transfers, she's playing a big role in this RMU team's improvement. And just looking at it, 408 assists from Whitney Brown. And in terms of digs, 167 for Zanoli and 126 for Wilt.
And then, season statistics in general. Granger has 287 kills overall.
Wow.
287? Wow, I don't even know if I could reach 10. Maria Alfano with 207. Alyssa Hudak with 214. Again, Lauren Kolenick, 203. So she's making an impact there, and then kills per set, Granger with 3.30, and then you have Maria Alfano with 2.76. So, you know, nothing really new about the offensive stats of this team. You know, everybody's doing what they've been expected to do the whole season. And looking at some defensive stats, Nicolette Zanoli, 413 digs, Austin.
That's a hell of a lot of digs, Josh.
That's crazy. And then you have Erica Wilt with 207. You have Whitney Brown with 189.
That's a lot of digs for a setter.
Again, Lauren Kolenick, 196 kills.
She's a really good all-around player.
Yeah, the RMU needs that. And it seems
and
like
they've
they
gotten
have,
it.
They have in her. So, I have no complaints about this team. I really don't.
Ain't no complaints.
No.
All right, Josh. So, let's look at some NEC standings right now as they are. The 12-0 in conference play, Robert Morris Colonials, 22-3 overall, as mentioned, have won 12 in a row. Those 12 in a row all being in conference play. 10-0 at home, 8-1 on the road, 4-2 at neutral sites, the YSU tournament being the only blemish on the season. Bryant 10-3 in conference play, 15-14 overall. Sacred Heart 9-3, 14-11 overall. Central Connecticut 12-12 on the air, 8-4 in the conference. LIU 8-16, 7-5 in the conference, and then it just drops off from there. St. Francis Brooklyn 5-8, St. Francis University 3-9, Fairleigh Dickinson 1-11, and Merrimack in their first season in NEC play 0-12.
Oof.
Not much success for Merrimack. They've lost 17 in a row, 1-19 overall, only winning on a neutral site.
Oh, that's rough.
That's pretty rough.
I feel for you, Merrimack. There's always next year.
Poor Merrimack. There's always next year and however many years they have to take to build up their program.
They better hope they don't have to play Robert Morris in the NEC playoffs.
No one wants to.
No.
But we do want to give a shout-out to head coach Dale Starr on picking up his 100th NEC win at RMU. How about that? The Colonials now sit a win shy of their first league regular season crown since 2008. And with that, Josh, let's look ahead to what is up next for the Colonials.
Central Connecticut, this tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, UPMC Event Center. Again, another important NEC matchup. And then Saturday, they're right back at it. Again, 5 p.m., UPMC Event Center. Again, another important NEC matchup. And then they have two more NEC matchups after that, so we will preview those on another show. But for now, let's take a look at these two matchups coming up.
Let's talk about them, Josh. Central Connecticut being at home Friday night at 7. What are you looking forward to in that game? Who are you looking at as key players? Central Connecticut State, they're, an okay team. They're not that great, as we went over with standings. They're 8-4, being the fourth team in conference play. They're somewhat of the level of Sacred Heart and Bryant, but just a little bit of a step down. And also being, overall 12-12, like a 500 team on the year. What do you think happens this weekend in terms of the Central Connecticut State game?
Well, before I go into tomorrow night's game, I'd like to take a look at the history real quick between these two teams.
Let's do it.
So, earlier in the season, RMU was able to come away with a 3-1 win, winning in four sets. But in the recent years, it seems like RMU has struggled against Central Connecticut. 2017, RMU lost both matchups to Central Connecticut. And then, also, they lost both matchups to Central Connecticut last year. So, I don't know what was going on with Robert Morris last year when they played Central Connecticut, or even 2 years ago, but with how much better their team is this season, I'm expecting things to go completely different. I think RMU is going to take this tomorrow night's matchup against Central Connecticut. I say 3-1 or 3-2. I think they'll be the next team to take a set in the UPMC Event Center. A key player for me, and I got to be honest here, I apologize. I was very naive of what Warren Kolenick has been doing this season.
Giving her a lot of credit on this show today, Josh.
Well, hey, looking at her stats,
it's well deserved.
It's well deserved credit. I mean, how can you not point her out? All the attention this season has been focused on Granger. Everybody hears about is Granger. Meanwhile, doesn't hurt to take a look at some of the other players. So I think, one other player who teams might need to watch for is Kolenick. Not only does it seem like she's had an impact offensively, but you look at her defensive stats, I think she's second or third on the team in kills, if I remember correctly. So
yeah,
she has an impact. Like, she's a good all-around player, and that's helpful to RMU. Good offensively and good defensively, that could help RMU go a long way.
Well, I think obviously it's going to help the Colonials go a long way. But when I look at it, I think, like you said, Kolenick playing outside, right side, just being a versatile threat. And like I said earlier, having Granger be your main, your star when she's not in the game, just seeing Alyssa Hudak thrive outside, getting able to see Maria Alfano, star in the middle. I think, this team has just a lot of great pieces, and I think they fit really well. And we continue to say it on every show, but it just continues to be proven. I also want to, you know, Alfano being from Seneca Valley, another Whipple school, pretty great to see, you know, talent from, you know, the Pittsburgh area thriving with RMU, you know, in this program. Whipple players that, you know, have been pretty good. It's good to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking back, I think RMU is going to take this matchup against Central Connecticut. And you want to start looking at their matchup against St. Francis Brooklyn this Saturday?
Let's take a look.
All right. So, look at the history between these two teams. RMU has done a little better, generally better, against St. Francis Brooklyn. They took the matchup earlier this season, shutting St. Francis Brooklyn out 3-0. But last year, it was split between the two teams. St. Francis Brooklyn was able to take the second matchup, but RMU would take the first matchup last year. And then 2017, it was also split. So, you know, both teams seem to have success against the other team. But, again, with how good RMU is this season, do you really think that that St. Francis Brooklyn has any chance of going into the UPMC Event Center and winning? No, I don't think so.
No, I'm not sure, Josh. I don't think so as well. You know, 12-16 team on the road. They're 3-8, 5-8 in conference play. I don't see much around this team that really excites me. And I don't think that this RMU team is built the way that there's going to be an upset this year. I just don't think they're going to get upset this season.
No, they're not. I don't think so either. So, I think RMU will cruise to, I'm saying a 3-0 win.
You're saying 3-0.
I'm saying 3-0. I'm that confident. I mean, how can you not have any confidence in RMU volleyball this season? Like, are there really any doubters out there?
Nah, not really. It's been great to see from last season to this season, the transition.
If there's a doubter out there, sorry to interrupt, but if there's a doubter, it's probably because they haven't been to they haven't seen this team play.
They need the experience, though. They, you know, they really need to continue to work together. And, you know, being in the NEC tournament, you know, being in the championship, too, more than likely, it's just you need to be able to get there to have the necessary experience to, you know, thrive and learn. And that's the only thing that would concern me about this team. But other than that, I really like the direction that the Colonials are headed in.
Oh, they're heading upward, that's for sure. They can't get any worse from here.
So, Josh, we've got two segments left. The new one that I want to talk about, the pass, set, kill, and the prediction. So, Josh, I ask you, who will be the top passer this weekend?
I'm going to say Alyssa Hudak. That is going to be my top passer this weekend. How about you?
I like it. I got to go with Zanoli.
Zanoli.
Been playing pretty well. I just think that she's the best option. Setter, I think Whitney Brown is an obvious choice.
I agree with that.
Who do you think is going to be the best attacker? Best for kills?
Granger.
I'm going to go Kalenic. I'm going to say that Granger is going to do her thing, but I think Kalenic will have a lot of key kills at the right time.
So, imagine those two setting each other up. That would be something special.
They just complement each other.
They do.
So let's go to the last part of the show, the predictions.
Oh, the predictions.
Josh, what are your predictions for this weekend's games? What do you think the outcomes are for the games, and who do you think is the star of the show?
All right, so tomorrow night's matchup against Central Connecticut, I'm going to say RMU takes it 3-1. I think Central Connecticut will be the next team to take a set at the UPMC Event Center. That's my thoughts on that. And then St. Francis Brooklyn, it's going to be a 3-0 shutout for RMU.
Who's your star?
Kalenic will be the star in tomorrow night's matchup against Central Connecticut. And you know what? I'm going to say she'll be the star in Saturday's matchup, too.
I like it. I think that Central Connecticut keeps it close the whole way, but I think it's going to be a 3-0 RMU win. And I also think Saturday, the same success at 5 o'clock against St. Francis Brooklyn, a 3-0 win. I think that game is not that close. I agree with you with Kalenic being the star of the Central Connecticut game. I think Granger is going to capitalize on a lot of, you know, errors that St. Francis Brooklyn makes, a lot of opportunities to hit out of the middle, and I think she takes full advantage of it.
Oh, yeah. It should be fun.
Josh, you excited for this weekend's games?
I'm excited for this weekend's games. Yeah, this volleyball team is exciting for me to pay attention to. Obviously, like I mentioned earlier in the show, RMU versus Pitt Tuesday night, that's exciting. A lot of exciting things to look forward to here on campus.
There's a lot going on campus, a lot to check out. But if you're going to check out anything, you've got to check out the volleyball team.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
That's a must.
Obviously, a great atmosphere, and you got to check it out. It's definitely worth it.
Absolutely.
Josh, I think that's it for the show today.
I think it is.
The end of the podcast. Want to thank you for tuning in. I am Austin Bechtold.
And I am Josh Selzer.
Hope you enjoy this weekend's games. Let's go RMU. Get some more wins on our way to the NEC tournament. We'll see you next time on The Dig, RMU Radio.